Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Thanks for spending some of your weekend time with me. I know you have, well, you don't have anything better to do. This is the best thing you could do right now. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy to get along. They're pretty easy to follow. I think we've dumbed it down for every goober in the country. You first text the word Mike to 33103. Mike and your message to 33103. I read the text messages all the time. Then if you would like to, oh, by the way, So I had a few text messages. People were asking me, where do you broadcast from? Where are you? Well, I'm in Denver, Colorado. I host a morning program on 630 KL from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. You can find that online also. That show's called The Situation with Michael Brown. You can find that on the free-to-you iHeartRadio app. And I do that in a regular studio just above me where I am right now. On the weekend, with The Weekend with Michael Brown, my nationally syndicated program on 300-plus affiliates around the country, I do in a smaller studio. We call it a production studio, and I do that in the same building, but I do it down on the third floor. And so there's a picture on Instagram. So those of you who are curious about where it was, you can find that photo on Instagram, and my Instagram account is at Michael D. Brown. And if you'd like to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can simply or stream us live or get the podcast. Of course, you can get podcasts anywhere. I think you can get podcasts at Costco. I think you can drive up to Costco, be filling your car up with gas, and I think you can get a podcast there. I'm not sure. And maybe at a discount. I don't know. But anyway, you can find all of that stuff by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Just remember that. michaelsaysgohere.com. So I got a potpourri of things I want to try to get through this hour, including this. There's a new site. There's a new study out, which I find, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't find it funny. It suggests that attractive students. Now, are you an attractive person? Just how attractive are you? That attractive students earn higher grades in school. But for female students, this beauty premium disappears when classes are taught remotely. This comes from the journal Economic Letters. I know you guys, I know you, everybody subscribes to this journal, Economic Letters, so you've probably already heard the story. But for those 12 of you that do not subscribe to Economic Letters, let me explain it to you. A large body of research says that physical appearance has an impact on a person's success. Now, I think we've known that forever. It's a touchy subject, but people that are perceived as being good looking, which is why I'm an utter failure, people who are perceived as good looking tend to be more successful than people who are perceived as being well but ugly, which is me. Attractive people, they say, tend to earn more money. They report higher life satisfaction than less attractive people. And scholars have yet to understand or agree on why there is something behind what they call a beauty premium. One account suggests that the beauty advantage can be explained by discrimination. For example, employers may inherently favor attractive over unattractive workers. There's another perspective that suggests that beauty is a productivity-enhancing attribute. Well, I'm pretty damn productive, so I must be pretty damn handsome. Adrian Mehe, a graduate student at Lund University and the author of this study, says this: I'm interested in discrimination generally. In economics research, lots of attention is given to discrimination based on gender and or race. While these are important issues, there has not been much research on beauty-based discrimination in the educational setting, so the paper fills a gap there. Also, the pandemic made discrimination that's based on appearance much more difficult since teachers could not readily see students' faces. Okay, I got an idea. Let's put masks back on. Yes, let's put masks back on. So the teachers can't see faces, and therefore they can't discriminate when it comes to teaching in the classroom based on whether you're a butt ugly or you're a handsome dude like me. Some of these stories make me just want to bang my head against the wall. This guy goes on and says this: whereas discrimination on, for instance, gender is possible in the online setting, as long as you have the names of students. Well, I got the solution for that too. Don't give student names, just numbers. Just, you know, I'm number 1267. Or you're number, like I do with you, like I do with goobers. You know, I refer to all of you as goobers, and I refer to you as, now on the national show, I tend to, you know, maybe I'm going to stop doing this, except I'm always fascinated by where people are texting me from. Area code 518, so it's goober number 518, or goober number 318, or goober number 951, goober number 301, 616. You see, I just assign you names, so I can't discriminate upon you, because I just simply know you by your name. What I should start requiring is you send me a picture of you, so I can decide whether I want to pay any attention to you or not, based on how good-looking you are. So all you good-looking women out there, send me photographs, and I'll pay more attention to your text messages than I would others. No, don't do that, because you can't send a, photo on the text line anyway. I think we should fix that. He writes that I was surprised by the fact that male students continued to perform better when teaching was online. Maybe, you know, for those of you that know me, I'm a smart ass. Maybe the men are just smarter than the women. Ouch! Oh, man, that woke some people up. People listening to the podcast, people will be listening to this podcast over the weekend. They'll be kind of dozing off. Then they'll hear, well, maybe it's because men are just smarter. If you haven't figured me out for being a smartass yet, then you're not paying any attention. Cheryl Atkinson has a story. Cheryl Atkinson is one of the most brilliant reporters around. Pfizer's out again. Pfizer. Yeah, you know, that created the shot, the so-called vaccine that doesn't do anything. Well, they're also the creator of Paxlovid. Paxlovid is the medicine that Joe Biden took after Joe Biden got, I don't know, 15 vaccine shots and 367 booster shots, and he still got COVID two or three times. Well, he took Paxlovid. This comes from Time magazine. Pfizer plans to stop enrollment in a study of its COVID-19 drug in patients who are not at high risk of severe disease after the pill, Paxlovid, did not help alleviate symptoms. And this is seen as a major setback for broader use of Paxlovid. They said this week that it would stop adding new participants in a highly anticipated study testing Paxlovid in a broader population of COVID patients who are at low risk of hospitalization or death. The decision comes after the study failed to demonstrate that the drug reduced COVID symptoms among relatively healthy patients, and they weren't able to show a statistically significant reduction in either hospitalization or death. what is it with Pfizer? Pfizer just continues. I think Pfizer must spend more money on advertising than anybody in the world. And they keep pushing all these drugs, and everybody's, oh, Pfizer, 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 I got to get the Pfizer shot. Well, it turns out that neither the Pfizer shot, or they call it a vaccine, I refuse to call it a vaccine, that the Pfizer shot doesn't work, and now Paxlovid doesn't seem to be working. Yet, wonder how Pfizer stock's doing. Oh, Al Gore. I need to talk about Al Gore for a minute, too. Al Gore's back in the news. Now, before I get to Al Gore, you know, there's this idea about oil and gas. And I think, and I'm guilty of this, of referring to oil and gas as fossil fuels. Now, what when you call oil and gas a fossil fuel, what does that imply? Well, that, you know, there were fossils, and these fossils were dinosaurs. And the dinosaurs, you know, and the compression of dinosaurs in the earth as they got covered up, that created oil and gas. Well, that's not really true. Fossil fuels consist primarily of dead plants, coal from trees, natural gas and oil from algae, you know, algae. You know, the little water plants. So your car engine doesn't really burn dead dinosaurs. It burns dead algae. Oil and gas and coal deposits are truly remnants of ancient muddy swamps. Dead plants accumulate, and over time the pressure turns the mud and the dead plants into rock. Geologists call the once living matter in the rock kerogen. Earth's internal heat cooks that, and the hotter it gets, the faster it becomes oil, gas, or coal. Now, if the heat continues for long enough after the oil forms, the oil might become gas. The oil and gas then creeps through the cracks in the rocks. A lot of it's lost. That's the modern miracle of fracking. Fracking is able to extract that. In fact, when you think about this, over the eons of time, not just this week, but eons of time, you might actually consider oil and gas as a renewable fuel. Yes. Because the earth's always burying things. We bury stuff. Think of the trash. We ought to be able to start, you know, collecting methane from all the trash that we bury everywhere. So it's not fossil fuels. But I want you to think about fossil fuels, because when I get back, I want to talk for a minute about Al Gore, who's at the climate conference that everybody in their hundreds, if not thousands, of private jets flew to tell you and me that we can't drive our cars anymore. Oh, my gosh. Drives me nuts. You know what else drives me nuts? People who do not take any effort to protect themselves from crime. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, and I understand this, you know, I conceal carry. I carry a gun, to put it bluntly. I carry guns in my car. I carry guns in my backpack. I am ready to defend myself. But a lot of people don't want to do that, and it's because they aren't comfortable carrying a gun. Well, that's why you need to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That one's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles with pepper powder that explodes on impact, causing your attacker to just fall to the ground writhing in pain. All Hero products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit for these either. And now Hero2020.com has a new product called Arrow. It truly is just like a small remote control. That's about how big it is. And it shoots a thick red sticky pepper gel that also creates intense burning sensation on any skin contact. And it splatters on your attacker, covering his face, hands, whatever, and that attacker falls to the ground writhing in pain. Both of these products, non-lethal, and it allows you to defend yourself from a distance. I own them, my wife owns them, and I think you should own them too. Get one today for yourself. Go online to Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. Al Gore, coming up next.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up in the afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Welcome back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Before I get to Al Gore real quickly, I want to read a text message to you. This comes from here in Colorado, goober number 3629. Mike, you say goober's a term of endearment. You have not endeared yourself to me. Sorry. Here's what you get when you tune in to my program either weekday mornings or on the weekend nationally syndicated show. I'm not trying to play to an audience. What I'm trying to do is to get whoever is listening to me, whether that's one people or a bazillion people, I'm trying to get them to think. And I'm trying to get them to realize that there's more than one side to every story, and that sometimes we get so enamored with someone or something that we get blinded by it. I've said it, and I'll say it again. If freaking Donald Trump is the nominee in 2024, that's who I will vote for. I don't think he should run. And I do think that if he gets the nomination, he will not be able to win. He's got to stop relitigating 2020, and he's got to show a path forward about his policies. America doesn't want to look backwards. It wants to look forward. And if you cannot or refuse to at least consider that, then you might be a cultist. And you might want to rethink it a little bit. And again, I emphasize that if he's the nominee, but damn it, I'm voting for him. But 2024 is, well, that election cycle has already started. Whether you like it or not, we're in that election cycle. Now, let's go, because there's another religion out there, too. And the other religion out there right now is the religion of climate change. And that somehow, despite the fact that the climate has been changing on this earth since God created it, and it always will and always has, and we really can't do anything about it. I mean, my God, we have determined that greenhouse gases, that the primary greenhouse gas is CO2, carbon dioxide. Something that I'm filling this room up with right now while I talk. Now, some people might say it's another kind of gas, but that's for another day. And so Joe Biden and Al Gore are over in Egypt trying to convince the rest of the world that we've got to change our ways in order to save the planet. Let me let you in a little secret. You can call me Clint Eastwood and just say that I'm screaming, get off my lawn. But you know what? I've heard this story before. You know, when I was in high school, I was a member of the debate team. And I was a member of the debate team in college, too, in undergraduate school. Do you know what one of the things we had to debate was whether or not we were entering a new ice age? And then it became, are we entering into a new, you know, a new warm age, and we're going to all burn up? Remember, we were told that there'd be no more skiing in Colorado. I hate to break the news, but skiing in Colorado started about 2 weeks ago. So this crap, I mean, utter crap about climate change drives me nuts. Don't tell me how to live my life. And I'm also not saying that, you know, somewhere in the future, we might actually find and discover some new form of energy that is limitless. God, I hope so. It'll utterly change humankind. But don't go around preaching to me about climate change, which is exactly what Al Gore was doing.
Continue to use the thin blue shell of atmosphere surrounding our planet as an open sewer.
An open sewer. You know, if you've ever been, and maybe you are, if you've ever been in an evangelical church, I love listening to evangelical preachers because there's a lot to learn from them about communication. Evangelical preachers are able to take their congregation and through their words, their emotions, and everything are really able to get people to listen to you. Al Gore, listen to him evangelize coming up next.
Getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Beacon with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in and spending part of your weekend with me. Text the word Mike. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Even if you're mad at me, particularly if you're mad at me for the things I've said today, because it helps me understand why. And it helps me, and I'd encourage you to do the same. You know, to really understand why someone believes what they do, you have to really study and listen and pay attention. You know, throughout my career practicing law, I would be an absolute horrible lawyer if I walked into contract negotiations, if I walked into a criminal trial, if I walked into a civil trial, if I walked into anything and I didn't understand what the other side's position was or the arguments they were going to make and how I might counter those arguments or how I might best negotiate on behalf of my client, then that's not being a very good lawyer. And I think that's one thing that Americans writ large are failing to do. We get all emotional about it. If I think there's a place and a role for emotion, if you allow all emotion and no logic, that's just bad as all logic and no emotion. There has to be a balance between the two. Al Gore doesn't have any balance, which is what we were talking about. Al Gore, along with old President Puddin'Brain, are at this COP26 or whatever it is, this climate change conference, and they're in Egypt. And they're in one of the most polluting cities of all in the entire world. So there they are, preaching to us, and Al Gore's truly preaching. I find this fascinating. I'd like to play. He spoke for about 15 minutes. My program director would go nuts, but I'd love to just play the entire 15 minutes because it's fascinating to listen to, particularly if you understand that this whole climate change is, I got to word this correctly. This whole argument that if we don't, as human beings, change our ways, climate change is going to destroy us argument is utter baloney. The climate's, we can't control the sun. We can't control the clouds and the moisture in the air. And no one has yet proven to me one way or the other that 1 degree Celsius increase is somehow, and that's based on the model. That's not any sort of scientific evidence. That's based on the models of what might happen if we don't change our ways. What if the models are wrong? Kind of like the models were wrong with COVID. Modeling is only as good as the data that you put into it, and that's not necessarily going to prove anything anyway. Al Gore, can I get an amen?
Today, as every day, we are spewing 162 million tons of man-made heat-trapping global warming pollution into the sky.
Okay. Let's say that is factually correct. So what? Tell me why that's bad. Now, I know it sounds awful, doesn't it? 162 tons or whatever it was of really, pollution into the air. Well, is it pollution? Is carbon dioxide pollution? Ask a plant. Go ask the garden or the trees in your yard or the grass in your yard. Go ask them if carbon dioxide is a pollutant. See what they say.
It adds up and accumulates and lingers there. On average, each molecule lingers 100 years, and the accumulated amount now traps as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every day on our planet.
Now, let's again assume that that's true. If that's true, wouldn't we just be, like, I'm telling you, let me look. Right now, it's 47 degrees. When I walked my two Leonbergers this morning, it was about 19 degrees outside. I could have used a little bit of that pollution. I could have used some of that heat that is supposedly trapped in the atmosphere. It's just hogwash.
That's why we're seeing these disasters.
Oh, you mean the disasters we keep seeing year after year after year that we've seen since the history of mankind began? Yeah. Hurricanes are not a modern invention. Tornadoes are not a modern invention. Wildfires are not a modern invention. None of that is new.
And the pattern is very clear. It's getting steadily worse.
No.
We have a credibility problem, all of us.
Yes, you do. We don't believe you.
We're talking, and we're starting to act, but we're not doing enough. It is a choice to continue this pattern of destructive behavior.
He's getting wound up. The stem winder is coming. Yes, this destructive behavior. You know, in Colorado, we used to have what was called the brown cloud. Now, we still get inversions. An inversion is where this, you know, this the cold air actually envelops the warm air. Instead of the warm air rising, it can't. So it causes a brown cloud because there is all of these particulates, you know, dirt roads and sand on the highway and everything when it's cold and snowy out. And I used to never be able to see Pike's Peak, which is about, by the way, the crow flies, probably about 38, 40, maybe 50 miles at the most, south of where I'm sitting right now. Hardly a day goes by that I cannot see the Purple Mountains' majesty, including Pike's Peak. It's not getting worse. It's better than it was 30 years ago.
We have other choices in my faith tradition.
Oh, now he's going to talk about his faith. Isn't this fascinating? Now, the guy that's going to lecture us about climate change is going to talk about his faith. Now, I don't have any objection to that, but aren't you curious how he's going to tie his faith into climate change?
I learned a teaching that is common to all three of the Abrahamic religions, that God has set before humanity a choice between blessings and curses, between life and death. We face that choice today.
It's a choice. God has given us a choice between life and death. Well, I could take that scripture. I could run with that on 1,000 different topics. But let's apply it here. We have a choice between life and death. That's how severe the choice is. You know, if you could, and I'm willing to listen, if you could truly convince me that this is a choice between life and death, yeah, I'm going to fight for life. I'm going to fight for not just my own life, but my children and my grandchildren. I'm going to fight for you and your children. I don't want us to die. No. But that's what he's telling us.
Continue the culture of death that surrounds our addiction to fossil fuels by digging up dead life forms from eons ago and burning them recklessly in ways that create more death.
At least he didn't say dinosaurs. At least he said life forms. So perhaps we can, you know, I told you earlier, this is not really dinosaurs. It's plants and algae that we get oil and gas from. But, you know, maybe he's learned. Maybe this old fart can learn something. He's learned that it's not dinosaurs. But we're burning it recklessly. Huh. Recklessly? Okay, then tell me how I can burn them that's not recklessly. Because you know what, Mr. Former Vice President? I'm still going to burn it. Yeah, I'm still going to burn those fossil fuels, or whatever you want to call them. You know why? Because it's the most efficient use of energy in the entire world other than nuclear, and you won't let us build nuclear plants.
Including 8.7 million people every year that die from the air pollution, principally caused by the burning of fossil fuels.
Oh, wait a minute. They die principally from pollution. Does that mean that if your, you know, 97-year-old grandmother who has emphysema or something, does she really die from emphysema, or does she die from the additional pollution that's in the air?
The curses that we are continuing to choose are ever more apparent. We saw them on that amazingly powerful film, one-third of Pakistan underwater, 1,700 people killed.
Here's what I find fascinating about this example. First, this is the first really major mention I've heard of the floods in Pakistan, which are horrible. Pakistan is a country over, you know, kind of wrapped around, you know, near India, Afghanistan, Russia. It's kind of over there in that part, you know, if you know your geography a little bit. It's not really, in terms of population, that big. That surrounding, it's got China, it's got Russia, it's got Eastern Europe, it's got the Middle East, it's got all these other countries. But Pakistan, the floods in Pakistan are caused directly, apparently, by people in Pakistan who are driving, I don't know, cars? There aren't that many cars in Pakistan compared to us. But let's just draw a direct causal link between a flood in Pakistan and fossil fuels. What utter bullcrap.
A heat wave in China that lasted 70 days with the heat above 40 degrees, 104 Fahrenheit over.
Unprecedented? Nope, not at all.
A vast area of China, stronger.
You know, it's funny, too, that it's in China. Hey, Mr. Gore, why don't you pick up the phone and call Xi Jinping, the emperor of China, the modern Mao of China, and tell him to quit building those coal-fired plants. Yeah, tell him to quit doing that. They're building a new coal-fired plant every single day because they know that that energy independence is their future. So, Mr. Vice President, why don't you call them and tell them to stop? Yeah. Tell me how that works out for you.
Storms, bigger downpours, rain bombs, worse floods.
Rain bombs. You see, they're so good at using language. I love it. They're so good. Rain bombs. We had a rain bomb. Yeah. Well, we had, what was that? They had some word for the bomb or something in the cold winter in the Northeast. Some bugaboo bomb. Oh, my gosh, it's going to bomb the cold bomb.
Another million displaced in Nigeria 2 weeks ago. Another million in Chad a few days after that. The Nile Delta being...
You know, before we go on, truly this just now dawned on me. Every place that he's talking about, including China, because most of China is actually poverty-stricken. You take out Beijing, you take out Hong Kong, you take out Shanghai, you take out some Jinju, some of the other major areas in China. It's really just a poverty-stricken asshole country. Then he talks about Nigeria and all these other places. Those are not the industrialized areas of the world. Yet you're trying to tell me that somehow all of the problems in those countries are caused, what, by me driving my Beamer around in Colorado? Hashtag bite me, Mr. Vice President. Just bite me. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, to download the podcast. Do all of those things. Hang tight. The preaching continues after this.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T-levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi,
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this stupid climate change conference going on over in Egypt. And I got this great text message from Gubernator 3695, who writes, Mike, your take on fossil fuels and climate change is out of touch with current science, engineering, and economics. Fossil fuels are dirtier and more expensive than solar and wind. Not true. It's just simply not true. When you take into account, here's what fascinates me about people who keep trying to push me into wind and solar. You still need fossil fuels to not only manufacture those items, but then to construct those items, locate them, get them up and get them running. It actually takes a lot of oil to lubricate the gears on top of the wind turbines. And then the wind turbines themselves require a lot of maintenance in order to operate. And they can't operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we don't have the battery technology to store what energy they do produce so that I have a reliable source of energy. Now, here's what people who are adamant about wind and solar need to understand. They're not ready for prime time. Now, for me to say that I'm opposed to them means that I'm opposed to them in their current form. I'm not opposed to energy, any energy source. Wind, solar, nuclear energy. Why don't we build some more nukes? What about that? Pretty damn reliable. And we've solved a lot of the storage problems. In fact, we can recycle a lot of the waste and use it again. But the greeny weenies, and I'm not saying that this particular goober is a greeny weenie, but the greeny weenies are opposed to that. oil and gas, when you look at how much energy it produces, the ratio, the amount of energy you get from a BTU of oil and gas versus what you get from wind or solar is astronomically higher with oil and gas. This is what I sincerely believe. Oil and gas is here to stay. It will, over time, actually become cheaper. We will use more of it, and we will produce other forms of energy or discover other forms of energy that are, hopefully, in my opinion, even more efficient than oil and gas, and we will become energy independent once again. Now, we can become energy independent today with oil and gas if we didn't have government intruding, and by government, I mean specifically Joe Biden. If we didn't have them interfering, we would have lower energy costs. You can go build your windmills. You can go build your solar panels. But they're not efficient enough. They don't have the capacity to provide the energy that I need to live the lifestyle to which I have become accustomed and to which I want to live, because I live in the freaking United States of America, and I don't want to live in some third world S-hole country like China or Russia, or for that matter, Pakistan or anywhere else. I don't want to live that way. This country has made incredible strides. And to put your blinders on, once again, and just say, see, my blinders aren't on. Have I said to take down all the solar panels, to quit manufacturing them, to quit developing them, to quit the windmills? No. I just think it's a fool's chase right now. Right now it's an absolute fool's chase, because you can't supply the energy independence with them. And you can't build them right now. Can you build a solar panel or a wind turbine with the other? No, can't do it. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Remember, if you're listening on the podcast, you can still text me. Text the word Mike to 33100.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control. And the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's O'Connell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.